That's all I'm saying.
What a shame.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, let us welcome our guest.
Man, you know we got to talk about tonight's injury report, and it's brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine, and my favorite, Spine Care. What's up, man? What's up,
How's it going, my friend? Congratulations.
Man, I appreciate you,
congratulations.
Man. Hey, I appreciate the double congratulations. You didn't catch that, Wolf, because James Madison University did win the FCS National Championship Saturday.
Yes,
shout out to all my Dukes out there. Go Dukes. J-U-U. Dukes.
Is that one quadruple A or
yo,
one?
Yo,
quattro A there. I'm not sure.
I just told everybody that he doesn't love me, and that's why.
I love Arthur.
He's coming at the best school in 1AA. The best school in 1AA. That's all I'm saying.
Congratulations,
I appreciate
Arthur.
It. If you want to ask, you know, who we play.
No, we'll shake on it. There we go.
All I'm saying is the year Virginia Tech won the Orange Bowl with Tyrod Taylor, Pro Bowl quarterback,
right?
JMU beat them victory formation. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
So JMU technically could have won the Orange Bowl that year. JMU technically could have won the Orange Bowl that year. It's simple as that.
If you look at the Gozintas.
It's simple as that.
He goes into beating him, he goes into beating him.
I'm just saying, man. We have a long list of 1A victims. That's all.
Speaking of a 1A victim, our man Matt Moore yesterday took a slobber knocker of a hit.
Shout out to Bud Dupree.
Now, Doc, did you see that hit?
I did.
Were you surprised that Matt Moore
got up? Woke up?
Yeah.
I don't think – well, it was hard to tell if he was out or not, but from where I was watching at home, from the comfort of my home, reading to my daughter.
Nice.
So there was
you were reading concussion protocol?
Always educational. Always educational.
I thought, your daughter loved that
one. This is what happens when somebody gets hit in the head too hard.
We were reading Harry Potter.
Okay.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, Hogwarts and all that good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm watching the screen, and they show him sitting up. There was a close-up of his face sitting up, and it looked like he was, you know, not quite there. But I can't really say that, because if you say that, then you're saying the fact that he came back in, he wasn't put in the concussion protocol. So what I'm guessing that happened was he got hit in the chin and maybe – He took it in the chest, though.
That was the initial blow.
So then it
slides up a little.
Yeah. So maybe he got the wind knocked out of him. He was having a hard time getting up. If that ever happened,
he got
the wind knocked out of you. And that takes a while to
I'm just glad that his limbs didn't explode. You know how they say sometimes when the force of an impact can just make something evaporate? I'm just surprised his limbs were all together. I was ready to go ahead and start singing. How do I say goodbye? I was sad, man. It was rough out there, man.
Doc, what happens to, since it's spine care that you do?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say it like that. But when you get, what happens to the spine care when you have a hit like that?
What happens to everything when you have a hit like that? I mean, he got lit up. He did. There's ligaments. All throughout the vertebrae in the lumbar spine, and it almost looks like what you would see if you're sitting in a car and you get hit from behind. You get the whiplash where you go forward, then you sort of snap back.
A lot of whiplash.
All the little ligaments tend to get pulled and stretched.
He should have wore a seatbelt while he was out there.
Well, he needed something.
Man.
During that hit, he needed something. I'm not sure what he needed.
He needed an airbag.
He needed a hug. A lifetime supply of candy. No question. Man, I felt bad for him.
I tell you what, the violence in football has been spoken about, you know what? You watch that hit, it's sort of fun to watch.
It was awesome.
It's the guilty pleasure, isn't
it? Yeah,
We're all like, oh, man, I'm so sorry that he got hit. But
did you see that?
That was a nice hit. Like, man.
Who pulled more G's? Would it be Bud Dupree versus Matt Moore or Stephon Tuitt versus Josh McCown in Cleveland?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was pulling serious G's on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like Impact City.
Those are both.
The acceleration. I mean, that was always. He was just the acceleration.
And he never saw him.
That's
which is crazy that he didn't see him. Because
he was.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you're right.
I don't know. I'm out there. I'm throwing the ball. I see Bud Dupree coming. I think I see him.
It's hard.
I don't know. You want to You look downfield, but there's somebody very big coming up very fast.
Very fast.
Well, you know, that's why I'm always impressed by football players, because you know what I would have done. Well, you know what I would have done. I'm like, oh, I'm not taking this shit.
Trust me, you're not the only one.
I think that's a smart move.
You know,
that's why I'm a doctor.
Live to play another down. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't need to go to med school for half my life to figure out I should get out of town on that one.
Either get out of bounds or get down.
Get out of the way. That was not.
It's simple. But I did see this because, you know, as we were actually talking about the concussion protocol, the NFL and the NFLPA are actually going to investigate the Dolphins' concussion protocol because of how quick he came back. I mean, it was kind of fishy.
So I did not see that.
Listen, that was good.
Yeah, kind of fishy.
That
was
kind of fishy. That's what I'm saying.
He slid that one in.
So you know what? That's the first time I hear that, and it makes me feel a little better because, like, I started this your question by saying is, you know, I'm not one to judge, but if I'm a doctor on the sideline at Cal and one of my players takes a hit like that.
And it wasn't like he hopped right back up. He was down for a while.
He was down for a while. And I'm telling you, that camera shot, when he put that close up on him, it looked like he was – you know, trying to figure out, is it Sunday? Is it Saturday?
Am I still alive? Is this heaven?
Where am I?
Is this really what God looks like? You know, it was a lot that he was going through at that moment, man.
All right, let's shift gears. Let me ask you about something a little closer to home, which would be the Steelers' quarterback position.
Yes.
We had a narrow escape. Now, when I watched that, that looked like who was it? Who was it that fell on Ben's ankle?
I think it was Wake.
Oh, Cameron Wake. That's
He's
right.
He's waking up in Miami, not on a Victory Monday, by the way. But continue.
But this would be your eighth Victory Monday. I just wanted to say.
But who's counting, right?
Who's counting?
Who's counting? Who's counting?
But you take a look at a guy like Ben who almost gets that ankle caught, but he leaves in a boot, but then they say he's okay. How does that work out?
So, quick disclaimer, I have not spoken to any of the Steelers. I haven't spoken to Doc Bradley or anyone on
like
the team.
That. So I like that. Keep your name clean.
Nothing.
I like that.
You know, just speculation only.
Right. We're speculating away.
I love to speculate.
That's right. At the point of the season that we're at, we're almost, you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Woo.
So, you know, which is wonderful. Hey. Which is wonderful.
Because there's not a lot of teams playing right now.
No, nope,
but we're,
a lot
one, of them. We're one of them. We're
yes,
one of them.
Yes, sir. And so what you want to do at this point is be as cautious as possible with absolutely everything. And so it makes sense, precautionarily, to put him in a boot to protect weight bearing. He's probably going to get some imaging just to, you know, rule out things. And Ben said, not to me, of course, to the media, he has said,
right.
I am going to play, or the, you know, those are hit, or something to those lines.
This is seven we're talking about.
Yes.
You know, seven.
So
I've seen him play through it all.
Right. So he's probably going to play. But, you know, that's what you do from a precaution standpoint to protect the ligaments, protect the joint, protect the soft tissues.
Precautionarily. You know, that's a Scrabble word, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Martha,
yeah.
I think, you know, that almost sounds like one of my words. After a blow to the head. I'm just saying, you know. I'm not saying, just saying. Doc, when you see that foot get rolled up, what's your first impulse? Because it looked to me like it almost could have been something along the Achilles, because that's what got trapped first.
Yeah.
And how easy is it to inflame your Achilles?
Very simple. I mean, it can happen with anything like that when you're, again, taking a ligament or a tendon beyond its range of motion. So that's the concern there.
So it's safe to say that, you know, number seven has elite level flexibility in his ankles.
In other words, he's probably had enough ankle injuries that all the ligaments are stretched out.
All loose and dangly, right?
So, you know, that's a good thing.
It's all perspective, you know.
Yeah. Right, it's all perspective.
You know, it all worked for this moment, so that way we could have, you know, his elite level flexibility keep him being able to play.
What keeps, and let me ask you this, Doc, and Arthur, too, because the prehab-rehab stuff that you guys go through about, you know, icing the body and then doing all the other stuff during the week in the run-up to the game and then post-game, taking care of your body, how has it grown since, you know, back when I played? Because basically there was no rehab. It was just, okay, just go home.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, pass out. That's
you
it.
You give the player's perspective.
All right, well, you know, from this generation player, we have these things.
I really set myself up for that one.
We have these things called cold tubs. So they have water
and ice in them, and you can get your body in there, and that helps out. We also have a thing called hot tubs, and that's another tub, but it has hot water without the ice.
Can I bring my leather helmet in there with me? You know?
But no, in all seriousness, man, cold tubs, hot tubs, definitely. If you're working with masseuses or different chiropractors, active release therapists, if you do the dry needling, it's a plethora. That's another big word for you. Yeah.
Plethora.
A plethora. Yeah.
That's scramble
like
worthy.
A, you know, a plethora of piñatas, Paco.
Hey, I like piñatas.
From Three Amigos.
Yes, I like that. Very nice. Good, good.
So it's a lot of different, you know, things that you can do treatment-wise. You also have... what do they call it? The stem?
Yes.
Electric stem therapy. Yep. That's another thing that you could do.
TENS, they call it. Transcutaneous electro nerve stimulation.
See? That's why I got him here.
TENS.
Yep. Where do you get transcutaneous out of T-E-N-S?
I think he said that.
What's that?
Transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
Oh, electrical. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's a big word, that transcutaneous.
Yeah. Glad that wasn't on my SAT test.
Nope.
That could have been bad.
That would have been a bad one. That could have really hurt.
Yeah, that would
Yes, that would have hurt, yeah.
So you got all those elements.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
I know another thing that we do from a player perspective is rest. They always talk about, you know, resting gives your body the natural time to heal itself and things like that. So that helps, obviously, keeping it elevated to reduce the swelling and things like that. So.
And then it's what's happening now in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So he's got people working with him. He's got people stretching the area. He's got people working out any of the muscle kinks, any of the muscle problems, because if the muscle's problematic, the tendon's going to take the bulk of the load. You want the muscle to be nice and loose, nice and relaxed, so that tendon doesn't get overloaded.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then, you know, when all those fails,
candy.
German potato salad, I've heard.
It's always a solid option for me. Okay.
I'm coming in with a care package of Sour Patch for my guy. Just to make sure he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Sour hey, listen.
Who goes Sour Patch?
All right, next week.
Oh, you want to go Skittles?
No.
Starburst?
A cherry pie. That's what works.
Cherry pie. Now, see, that's
mom's
this why you,
own
this
goodness.
This is why you can't do the pies.
Why not?
In this day and age, that's way too much calories, man. That's way too much. It'll
just
throw
the
off
candy.
Your, it'll throw off your weight balance.
Just the candy.
You know? You don't need all those calories, man, and the bread and all the us that goes. That's just way.
Since when did you eat bread with cherry
I'm
pie?
I'm just saying, like, some people, because it's a dessert dish.
Well, yeah.
You see what I mean?
But
so I'm sure you're going to have bread with your dinner, right?
No, you don't eat bread.
You don't eat bread?
Not with cherry pie.
You don't eat bread before you eat your dinner? I mean,
no.
When you eat dinner? What do you eat for dinner then?
I eat cherry pie, man.
Oh, okay. Well, cherry pie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And a donut if you see it.
That's right.
You can't go with sprinkles, though.
No doubt about it.
Got to have sprinkles.
Hey,
on the
listen,
donuts.
All right, real quick. Since we'll be here next week for
you know we will
nine,
be.
I'd like my name on a heart.
Oh, I mean, there you
I,
go.
You know, I got you. I
come
I got
all
you.
The time.
You're right. That was so selfish of me. That was so selfish of me. I apologize to you, Doc.
He's going
to
shoot you with an arrow, too.
That's right.
Next week when we come back, I will definitely have
thank
one.
You,
and
you.
I'll have all your initials up there,
thank
too.
You.
Your heart is going to be way bigger
early
than
Valentine's.
Early Valentine's. Early Valentine's.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting a little uncomfortable with this. Let's move along,
hold on,
shall we?
But we don't miss the details because I have two markers up here. I have a red one and a black one.
Okay.
I use the red one because it's full of love.
You know what? You go right ahead, buddy. Okay, we got to go to break, Arthur.
But we'll be back in a little bit on 102.5 WDVE because it rocks.
How do you become America's